White Snow in Sunny Spring. That was a song for the pipa, Chinese instrument. I've got a lot of songs about snow today because it's been snowing outside my house and all I can think about is snow these days. So I've got several songs about snow and then maybe we'll play something else. I don't know. Most of these are Chinese pieces. This is a song called Winter Leaves, Spring Comes by Gong Lina.
Ah.
That was a piece by a Chinese artist named Gong Lina called Winter Leaves, Spring Comes. I'm ready for winter to leave. It's cold here, and I've just been staying inside all the time, and I feel kind of sick. So this show today is not going to be as silly and comical. I think I'm a little bit burned out on the Chinese pop music. The more beat-heavy music. So the music I'm going to play tonight is a little bit lighter. And also, my wife hasn't said anything particularly amusing lately, so I wasn't able to put on any silly things that she said. So I'm hoping that she's just in a period of low activity right now and will say something amusing again tomorrow, maybe later tonight, and then I'll record it. If you want to call me, if you want to suggest music to me, I've got the phone lines open. I've got my Skype open. You can contact me at Hong Tudo, HONG.TUDOU, Hong.Tudo on Skype. If you're afraid of Skype or you don't know how to use it, you could contact me on SDF VoIP at 1542. If you don't know what SDF VoIP is, or you can't figure out how to set it up, you could also contact me using a standard landline telephone. How boring. But if that's all you have, you can call me. My number is in Seattle, even though I'm not in Seattle. The phone number is 425-256-7511. So you can call me. I've got my VoIP application open. I can answer the phone. If you can't set up VoIP like Tobe because he's dumb, that's what Tobe says in the SDF.com. I'm not saying that about Tobe. He's actually very smart. I don't know why he doesn't know how to set up VoIP already. I would expect that he would already be running his own VoIP service, but you never know with Tobe. Probably he'll have a VoIP service going. VoIP is available to SDF ARPA members. If you have an SDF account and you have an ARPA account with SDF, then you already have access to VoIP. And all you have to do is enable it going through the MAINT utility, the MAINT utility. And there are some help screens that will guide you through how to set it up. If you just look online at sdf.org under the tutorials, there's a tutorial that will tell you all about what VoIP is and how to set it up. And it's really not that hard. Once you get the right username and stuff all put into your application, then it's pretty simple to use. It's just like using a phone, and you just dial a number. And it will, when you use the one that comes free with your ARPA account, you can only call internally to other SDF members. So that's why you would dial me at 1542. It's not a phone number. It's just my SDF, my number that's local to SDF. If you get the extended VoIP package, which is $15 per quarter, which I think is a great deal, then you can dial out to the standard phone system and call other people's landlines. And there are no roaming, there are no long distance fees or anything. So you can call anywhere in the world. You could call France or something, even if you're not in France. And you can call just any standard telephone, and there are no long distance fees. It's a great deal. And for another $9 a quarter, you can get your own personal DID number, which makes your VoIP account look like a standard landline. So that's why I have this number. I paid for the service because I think it's well worth the money. So I've got this number, 425-256-7511, and that's my personal DID. It looks just like telephone number just like you would get for a standard landline, and it operates exactly the same way, except that instead of going to a regular phone on my end, it goes to my VoIP account, and then I can set it up to go to a physical telephone or to go wherever I want. Right now it's going to my computer, but I can route the calls any which way. So it's really fun to use. Yeah, it's a good deal. So, people aren't calling. I talked to MJT, I talked to DJ Barnacle the other day on my show, and he said that he has a lot of trouble getting people to call in to his show, that SDF members in particular are reluctant to have their voices heard on the radio, even though this is not radio, this is a non-radio. And you're listening to the Hong Tudo show, Asia Culture Adventure with Hong Tudo. We're just playing some songs about winter because, I don't know, I was just thinking about winter and thinking in particular about the snow building up outside my house. I can't leave my house because it's so cold, so I've just been sitting inside and eating soup. Gets pretty boring after a while. And I did a search for songs about snow and winter on my computer, and I found this one. The characters are all garbled, as usual, so I don't... Oh, no, I've got a title for this. It says, January 15, Make the Snow Light, but the artist's name is garbled for some reason, which is a common thing for these Chinese songs, because a lot of times the file names are not in Unicode or something. They get messed up somehow. And, I don't know, somehow when somebody ripped this from a CD or something, some of the titles and artist names got messed up. But the title in this case is legible. It's January 15, Make the Snow Light. And this is for an instrument called the sona. That was a Chinese piece called January 15, Make the Snow Light. And I've been mispronouncing the name of this instrument, as usual. I'll try to say it better. It's Suona. I don't know. If my wife were here, she'd get mad at me for saying the tones wrong. Suona. Suona. S-U-O-N-A. It's a Chinese instrument, but actually, it's a Chinese instrument it's a Chinese version of an instrument that I think came from Iran. There's a word in Iranian, there's a word in Persian, sorna, that is basically, it looks like the same instrument, and I think they had it first, and then this instrument was brought to China at some time. It's got a very unusual sound to it. It's a, it's an instrument with a double reed, and it's called a double reeded horn, and it's used a lot in Taiwanese ritual music for Taoist performances, religious performances. So I think that's pretty neat. And let's see, I've got some other music here. I'm getting distracted by my own music. I have another one about winter, about cold, because that's my theme for today, until I run out of music about cold. And this piece, let me just make sure I'm looking at the right thing. It's called The Cold Spring Wind. And now I've forgotten which one this is. I think this is another Gongxi piece. Well, we'll find out what it is. It's called The Cold Spring Wind.
Thank you.
There was a song called The Cold Spring Wind, and I feel bad now because I only realized after I started playing it, it's a song for the arhu, which I think is a beautiful instrument, sometimes called the Chinese violin or Chinese fiddle. It's a two-stringed instrument with no frets that is very unique in many ways and has a lot of versatility in Chinese music, but which SMJ told me sounds like a dying goose, and he doesn't like to hear it. He told me I'm only allowed to play Chinese music. If I'm going to play Chinese traditional music, he likes to hear guqin music, which is sometimes called the Chinese zither, or one of a couple different instruments that are considered to be the Chinese zither. And I like that stuff too. I like all kinds of different music, all kinds of different traditional music especially. So I've got another song for the Chinese zither for SMJ. But I don't know. I think a lot of people who listen to the show, they like the pop music a little bit more. I've been playing some more modern stuff recently, and I just got kind of sick of it. I can't play that stuff for very long before I get a little bit bored with it, and I like it, and I like especially music with lyrics, because it's good if you're trying to learn a foreign language to have music with very simple lyrics, and pop music pieces often have very simple lyrics, but I don't know, the energy in those pieces sometimes just drains me, and I needed to re-energize today just listening to something a little bit more peaceful. So I've got songs about snow today, and this next piece is called White Snow. It's a piece for the Chinese guqin. It's an instrument like a zither. Thank you. It was a piece on the guqin, sometimes called the Chinese zither. There's another instrument called a guzheng that's also called a Chinese zither, and there are some differences between those instruments, but I'm no expert on that. Guqin is spelled G-U-Q-I-N. If you want to look that up, there's a nice Wikipedia page about it. And there's another instrument called guzheng, G-U-Z-H-E-N-G. Which is very similar. It's an instrument you play horizontally by plucking the strings. Actually, my niece is learning to play it. I think she's learning to play the guqin, and I don't know. Maybe I'll have her on someday. She can play it for us. I've heard her play it. She's really good already, and she picks stuff up really quickly. Yeah, that piece was called White Snow, and the artist was Jun Gongliang. And I have another piece for guqin here. Actually, why don't I play this other one by Gonglina first? I don't want to play these two guqin pieces right in a row. I have another piece by Gonglina, again about snow, and this is called Night Snows. That was a piece called Night Snows by Gong Lina, another modern Chinese musician, singer. I have another piece here. It's a little bit longer, and I hope it doesn't bore everyone to death, but I think it's a really interesting piece. It's a chant, it's a Taiwanese temple chant of the Buddha Amitabha Sutra. And even if you don't consider yourself a religious person, the sonic qualities, I think, of this chant are really quite amazing. It starts off very slowly, but it quickly builds. And if you just sit back and close your eyes and listen to it, it's really sort of will put you in a trance or something. It's a very interesting piece. A very relaxing piece. I won't say anything more about it. Just I'll just play it. It's the Buddha Amitabha Sutra, and being sung in at a Taiwanese temple.
Thank you.
Taiwanese piece, a chant in a Taiwanese Buddhist temple, the Buddha Amitabha Sutra. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope it didn't put everyone to sleep, or maybe it's good if it put everyone to sleep. It's a very relaxing piece. When I had my show coming on much later, I like to play that stuff because people didn't like such noisy music at night when they're trying to sleep, but now I've moved to this earlier slot. I guess I have to find some more lively stuff. Well, we heard a piece for the guqin, the Chinese zither, and now I want to play something from the yangqin, which is also known as a Chinese hammered dulcimer. And this piece is actually, it's a little bit over 5 minutes long, and so it looks like it's going to get cut off because my show is ending in about 4 minutes, but I want to play this anyway, and then I won't get back on because the show's going to end. So thank you for listening to my show. This has been Asia Culture Adventure with Hong Trudeau. And this piece is called The Sadness of Gentleman Zhao on the Yangqin.